You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I am. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Ray. Welcome to the Bread of Life segment of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. I'm glad to be with you today and be short with you. We've got a short, small word for not for myself and for others too. Amen. It's called Good Work, and coming out of Philippians chapter 1, verses 6, and a few other chapters around verses, scriptures too. But before we get started, let's just go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we just want to come and thank you for it. A day that we have never seen it before, God. A day, God, that we are still above ground and give you all the praise and the glory and magnify your name, God. We thank you, God, how you kept us on this Sunday. Lord, you through hurt, harm, and danger, God. We know that some may be going through challenges today, God, maybe in a hospital, God, or maybe going through a broken home, God. But we pray for your healing grace to be activated right now in the name of Christ Jesus. We pray that healing and hope may be restored, God. Whatever the situation is, though, whatever the case might be, we give this to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Real quick, I want to remind you about His Abounding Grace to Ms. Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to claim the finish work of Pastor Pat Randall, Thursday at 12 noon. Friday night, Joe is the first, the second, and the fourth Friday of the month at 7 p.m. And on the third Friday, amen, is Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry. That's at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first, the third Sunday at 7 p.m. And also on Sunday, but the second Sunday is Our Three, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. It's the second Sunday at 7 p.m. And, of course, Marriage Takeover. This Pastor Eric and Pastor Timothy Thomas is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Okay? Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bowling Beaver, the Reverend Davina Reed, Reverend Curtis Arthur, Lewis McEwen. Reverend Norita Reed, Reverend Curtis Arthur, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Amen. Let's see what else we got. Switching Nuggets of Truth with Mr. Carmen Booker. Amen. It's the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Don't forget Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. Access code is 732-499. Amen. So thank you for that. Please go and check out our website at whenchristianspeak.com. There's a lot more information that we have there about the different hosts and different broadcasts and different platforms that you can listen to us on. Amen. Amen. So I want to go ahead and get started with the scripture and everything. It's again coming out Philippians chapter 1, verses 6. It says, being confident of this, Paul talking, being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work, amen, it says, he that has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If they were completed, in other words, if he will complete it, he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So Paul is not telling them the Philippians, telling those from Philippi that he's being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you and perform it will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think of this of you, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers of my grace. You are partakers of my grace. So the scripture is more of an encouraging message not just to the Philippi, but also to us. Also to us, that God has begun a great work in many of our lives, and He is performing that great work in our lives. Even though there may be times in our life we may not feel it, or might not see it, or maybe going through a rough patch, but we have to continue to be encouraged. We have to continue to be encouraged. Okay. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 13, it says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure." Everything God does for us is good. You know, everything that His plan for us is good. And His future for us is good. It may not seem good from the natural or from a flesh point of view and stuff like that sometimes, because life happens. But it's good. The outcome will be in our favor. I really, truly believe that. And, man, I want to read a couple more, then we can talk about that. Okay. I want you to go ahead and turn to Colossians chapter 1. And I want to start at verse 10. And it's, again, he's paused right now. Maybe earlier than that. All right. Paul started off in Colossians chapter 1 as giving thanks to God and everything, and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and letting them know with Timothy that they're praying for them always, okay? And he's encouraging them. This is another one that he's encouraging them. He says in verse 5, we started verse 5, it says, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, where ye heard before, in the word of truth of the gospel, which is to come unto you as it is in all the world, and bring it forth fruit as it does also in you. Since the day he have heard it and knew the grace of God in truth." When we hear the word, we know the God of truth. We know when we hear the word and we apply the word and we receive Jesus Christ, we know the word of truth has come into us. I won't skip down. To verse 10, it said that he may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Okay, strengthened with all might according to his glorious powers, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, who have delivered us from the power of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom he have redeemed. He has redemption through his blood, even forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him we are all things created, that are in heaven and that visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers or things were created by him. All things were created by him and for him. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that he that has begun a good work in you, God, before the foundation of the earth, God knew who you would be. He knew you, what you would become before, while you was in your mother's womb, and you've been named when you think of God knew already what your name would be and everything. He knew your heels to climb. He knew you would have some good days, and he had them have bad days and stuff like that. So he knew that. He knew the days that you would accept Jesus Christ. He knew a time period that you would accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and stuff. And it was in the same time period, within a different time period, and deny him. He knew that you would fall short of the glory of God. But even with all of that, man, Jesus was still willing to die on the cross for you. He was really still willing to sacrifice himself for you, still willing to sacrifice himself for you and me, not just you, but me too. I need you, Jesus. I do, and everything. But he that has begun a good work in you. In other words, God is not finished with you. James Peter has written a song, I think it was James Peter, but please be patient with me, because God is not finished with me yet. The song goes on to say, when God gets finished with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. We are work in progress. There's a progress. There's a process that we're going through. There's a sanctification, our dying daily, to take place that we go that we go through, and we need to understand that. Don't forget it. Don't get discouraged. It's easy with all that's going on in the world and in your personal life. God, I know how you feel. To get discouraged, to say, okay, am I on the right track? You know, is that am I for you, Lord? Are you for me? What doing that? But we have to be confident. One of the things that we talked about on Friday with the singles and stuff is we have to be affirm ourselves in the Word of God and who God says that we are. You know, He that has begun to do a new work in you, He that began to work, He will complete it. He's going to complete it. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, it says that we are the apple of His eye. You know, we're His peculiar treasure. That's the way that He looks at us. He looks upon us with favor, you know, and everything like that. And look, the enemy hates anyone that God has given favor to. Some people are envious of people that God has given favor to. And favor is not necessarily money or blessings and stuff like that, but favor can be anything. So whatever God has given you favor to, whatever wisdom or knowledge or even finances or blessings or whatever God has shown you favor, we worship God. But the favor of God is for us to do what? To go out into all the world, right, and tell someone about Jesus Christ. It's not for us to hoard it or to get rich, right, but it's to bless others, to sow into somebody else's life, you know, to speak life and not death, you know. There are people that are hurting all across the world in different countries, wherever, Africa, you know, and then I'm asking and looking for donations of someone to sow into their ministry that they're trying to preach to God, the gospel, and they're surrounded by witchcraft spirits and everything, and they need finances. They need things there. I get requests all the time. They need things in place to get those things done. They need to, they want to build a church. The church doesn't have a ceiling or something like that, or the church have a silly, but don't have a wall. It's open. There are things that we can be doing in all the countries, man, to help the ministry of God go forward, you know, and to be a blessing to someone. Amen. I want to read a couple of scriptures. I'm not going to be with you long. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 5, and actually I'm going to try that. Verse 8, I believe, and read in 10. No, verse 7 says, and these things give in charge that they may be blameless, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let me go back, because that's talking about the widow and everything like that. But if any widow, okay, but let me skip down. Let me skip down to verse 10. All right? It says, well reported of good works, if she have brought up children, again, it's talking about works, okay, have large strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she have dignity to follow every good work. That's not the scripture I was looking for. Amen. He's talking there. Let's look at, this is 2 Thessalonians, again, chapter 1, okay? And I'm going to read this right here. It says, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all good pleasures of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it goes back to that, encouraging each other. And he that has begun a great work, he that has begun working, there's an encouragement and so that is taking place here. Is Paul saying that they want you to be worthy of the calling, you know, that you are worthy of this calling, not just any calling, but this calling, the calling of who? The calling of Christ Jesus, calling of Christ. You know, to be obedient to the things that I, to live holy before him and everything, you know, to declare the wondrous works of Jesus Christ, to declare that he loved the world so much that he died, and declare that he's coming back, declare that he's coming back one day and everything, to declare that anyone that have a desire to be saved can be saved. All it is, when it boils down to it, is a confession of the mouth and believing in the heart. We can declare, you know, those things. You know, we can give our heart over to Christ. We can rededicate our lives to Christ. You know, if we're a backslider, he said he's married to the backslider. All those things can take place. Amen. All those things can take place. I'm going to read one more that we can get out of here. Amen. Titus chapter 2, verse 7. He said, in all things, showing yourself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptedness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, and that he that is of the contrary put part may be put to shame, having no evil thing to say of you. Good works. God is doing a good thing in us. God is molding us, and he's making us. We're the clay, and he's a potter, and he's beginning to form us, you know, so that we can withstand the heat, so that we can withstand anything that the enemy gives us and everything. He's doing it for his name, for his glory. Amen. And we can't be weary, you know, in well doing. We got to stay the course. We got to stay the course. We got to fight the good fight. You know, we can't be weary. Amen. Amen. We can't be weary. So that's basically all I got. Like I said, it's about 20 minutes, but I just wanted to talk with you for a little bit. I hope the word will bless you. I want to encourage you to keep on holding on. Don't give up. And know that God is right by your side. He has not left you. No, he has not. Amen. So, Father, we pray for those right now that may be going through a very difficult time, and whatever the case may be, you know their private prayers that they don't want us to know about. So we pray, God, Father, today that you will come and see about your children. Come and see about them. Maybe there'll be somebody that have never accepted you as their Lord and Savior, and that they're at their wits' end and don't know what it is to do next. Maybe they're about to give up. We pray that you will send ministering angels to them, Lord Jesus. We pray that they will pray the prayer of salvation, confessing with the mouth and believing in the heart. The scripture said that the same shall be saved. And after they have been saved, God, they have been changed, God. A change has taken place in their heart, Lord Jesus, because you're the one that knows the heart. We pray that they'll find a Bible-believing, spirit-filled discipleship station church, God, that would teach them, God, and show them more of who you are, show them more of the excellence. We pray for the infilling or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to come into their life, Lord Jesus, to bring all things back to remembrance, God, and so that they might get even closer to you, because it is a gift also. The Holy Spirit is a gift, so we pray that upon them too. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.